African Bishop Urges Parliament to Defend Man-Woman Marriage. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 12, 2021. Bishop Richard K. Bawo Brevwa, in northwest Ghana, has urged Parliament to enact laws to defend traditional values against the pressures of the LGBT lobby. Congrats for the very strong reminder to the Australian High Commissioner and to others that noble marriage in the Ghanaian customary bond is between a man and a woman and not what is being promoted by LGBT+. Bishop Bawobra said during a massive Thanksgiving Thursday for the election of Alban Sumana Kingsford Bagbin as Speaker of Parliament. "We are very thankful for the very courageous position that you have taken in spite of the odds sometimes," he said to Mr. Bagbin, who has served as a Member of Parliament, MP, in Ghana for 28 years. "For the Church, same-sex marriage is morally wrong, as it goes against the purpose of marriage," the bishop said. Bagbin was accompanied at the Mass by the leadership of Parliament, including the First Deputy Speaker, Joseph Osei-Wusu, the Second Deputy Speaker, Andrew Ajima, the Majority Leader, Osei-Kyemensa Bonsu, the Minority Leader, Haruna Idrisu, and the Clerk to Parliament, Cyril Kwabane Nsaya. Also present were the Upper West Regional Minister, Hafiz Bin Sali, the National Chairman of the National Democratic Congress, NDC, Samuel Ofosu Mpofo, the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asidu Nketia, and others. During his homily, the bishop reminded the parliamentarians of the call by the Ghanaian Catholic Bishops' Conference not to bend to external pressures to adopt the LGBT agenda in the country. "It is our prayer that our MPs and other leaders will hear us. It is our right because we are all part of Ghana and we should all enjoy what others enjoyed. Not only during the political campaign time but in ordinary times," the Bawobra said. Bagbin thanked the bishop, assuring him that under his leadership, Parliament would not shirk its responsibility. "What we want from the people is patience and understanding," he said. "Criticism is good, so feel free to criticize when the need arises. But do so by first seeking to understand the issues at stake and developments in relation to them. This is because what meets the eye is not always what the real issue is." Follow at Williams Rome.